talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
Stepped on a pop top. Cut my heel, had to cruise on back home. But there's booze in the blender, and soon it will render that frozen concoction that helps me hang on. Wasting away again in Margaritaville.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song honors the late Jimmy Buffett, Margaritaville, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Bailey Baker. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the custom home shows that we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which is happening February 2nd through the 4th, 2024. And just a quick note, we are almost sold out on that show. We've only got about 30 booth spaces left. So if you happen to own a home-related company that caters to affluent homeowners and you'd like to jumpstart your 2024 selling season, give us a call at Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And have a great weekend. And joining us now is Tony Smith with William Smith Fireplaces. How you doing, Tony?
Hey, I'm doing great, Tim. How are you today?
Good, good. Tony, take a moment and tell everyone about William Smith Fireplaces.
Well, we like to think that we are the best fireplace option here in the Lowcountry. We have a wide variety of fireplaces, not just fireplaces that burn wood. We have a wide selection of gas fireplaces. Our fireplaces are manufactured both domestically as well as several international brands. So something here for pretty much everyone. The price tags, you know, folks always automatically think about pricing, but there is truthfully a fireplace that can work into pretty much any budget. So be glad to talk with anybody about that.
Excellent, excellent. And William Smith Fireplaces, you folks have been around a long, long time, right?
We have. We started back in around 2005 here in the Charleston area. We, a couple of years ago, merged with another company here in Charleston called La Haza Hearth and Stone, and formed a new company called William Smith Fireplaces of South Carolina. Sort of in tandem with that, we built a brand new showroom at 6420 Dorchester Road in North Charleston, 4,000 square feet of showroom space. We have over 40 working displays of fireplaces here, everything from indoor fireplaces to outdoor fireplaces, gas, wood, electric, something, again, that can meet pretty much anybody's needs when it comes to the fireplace industry.
And when you say working fireplaces, meaning they light up, showing like gas logs or electric options, things like that?
That is correct. Yeah. Every fireplace is functional, and we can turn the gas logs on. We can turn on the electric fireplaces so folks can actually get a really good feel of what the fireplace looks like. You know, it's certainly better than a little snapshot that they may see either in a printed brochure or at an online vendor, for example. So come in and see a life-size fireplace, working fireplace, gives them a better idea of what it would look like in their own home and setting there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and gas logs have really come a long way. I remember when I bought a set of gas logs back in like 1991, My complaint at that time was that there was more of a blue flame than a yellow, you know, the yellow flame that you're used to seeing with a real wood burning fireplace.
Absolutely. Just like pretty much everything else, technology continues to advance. There are log sets now even that actually looks like the flame. Well, the flame is burning through the logs, so it certainly has an even more realistic appearance than it did, truthfully, even as recently as 5 or 10 years ago. So folks can have that genuine, authentic look of a fireplace, a wood-burning fireplace, but know that they have the convenience and the cleanliness of a gas fireplace.
So William Smith Fireplaces, when you walk into your showroom, can you kind of take us on a virtual tour? How is your showroom organized, for example?
Sure. So when you walk in the front door, one of the first things you'll see is this large 8-foot-long by 24-inch-high fireplace. It's by a brand called Stellar Hearth, and it's a purely custom fireplace. But that's what you see right on the left side there. Now, if you turn 180 degrees around to your right, you'd see our vent-free gas logs and fireplaces on display there. Everything, again, from your traditional designs to your more contemporary linear looks. As you proceed around on the perimeter, you'd next come to what's referred to as direct vent inserts. Those are basically fireplaces that are designed to fit inside existing wood-burning fireplaces. Maybe it's a situation in which a chimney is in bad condition, and rather than spending thousands and thousands of dollars for those repairs, this could be a viable option there. So we have several of those. Then continuing on, you enter our outdoor fireplace section. We have 5 different outdoor fireplaces. All of them, 3 of them are ventless fireplaces, meaning there's no chimney or flue that has to vent to, you know, through the home's roof or anything like that. 2 of them are what's classified as wood burning fireplaces, but they can accommodate gas logs, which is what you would see here. Then continuing on around the perimeter, we have this really beautiful French fireplace. It's called a focus fireplace, and it is a suspended fireplace with gas logs in it. Moving on then, you've got the electric fireplaces in sort of that back left-hand corner of the showroom. We have 5 different electric fireplaces displayed there. And then you move, continuing around, we have several direct vent fireplaces. These are the ones that have the glass panels sealed on the front, creating a separate environment inside the fireplace as opposed to what's going on in your living space there. And that does provide the most efficient and cleanest form of fireplace that's available today. So coming back around now to the center of the showroom, you've got our wood-burning fireplaces, including a large 72-inch wide fireplace with a set of Eichler Flames gas logs in that, 58-inch set of logs there. So these are big, beefy logs. If someone has this massive fireplace and they're looking for something to install there, the Mambo log set by Eichler Flames is a wonderful option. We also have in that wood burning section, we have different types of media. Yes, we have your traditional gas logs, but we also have the more historic looking coal fire baskets that are gas powered, and a set of very contemporary fireballs made by Rasmussen gas logs. So that pretty much rounds out what they would see as far as the map of our showroom, so to speak.
Wow, that's impressive, and very good description too of your showroom. I'm looking at the William Smith Fireplaces ad in Charleston Home and Design magazine, and one of the fireplaces I'm looking at, it must be the one you just mentioned, something about fireballs.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Yes.
Yeah. So, can you describe that for our listeners? What that looks like?
Sure. So, you know, there are folks out there who want to move away from your more traditional log options for the interior of their fireplaces. So this company called Rasmussen is one of the manufacturers who has come out with gas with these fireballs. They have vent-free fireballs and they have vented fireballs. Numerous color options available on those, different sizes available depending on the size of the fireplace that they would be installed in. Just a really clean, neat alternative. And interestingly enough, I find a lot of these more contemporary designs of fireballs being installed in historic homes in downtown Charleston. And I kind of wonder if it's sort of harkening back to the stacks of the cannonballs there on the battery.
Oh, yeah.
That might be what draws that. So,
yeah,
but whatever it is.
And they're kind of stacked up like a pyramid sort of thing, the balls, right?
They are.
Nice. And the cannonball, that probably is that's probably a good guess. Also, I think just in any kind of historic home with like exposed brick and things like that, modern furniture or in this case a modern looking fireplace, I think just goes perfect with that kind of a setting.
It does.
And one of the things that William Smith Fireplaces is unique to you folks. You're not just going to you can buy the logs, pick out your logs, whether they're gas or electric. And with the gas, is it both natural gas and propane?
Either one. We sell most of our manufacturers produce these log sets in both gas options. If they were looking for something in particular, we do have some manufacturers who actually can create something more custom for them, you know, so lots of options there.
And so you're not just picking out the gas logs, if that's what you're going for, but William Smith Fireplaces also sells all sorts of different styles of mantles and fireplace surrounds, too. That's pretty cool.
That's correct. To be truthful, the stone surrounds, we only have about 15 or so different options with regards to the stone. It's different types of granite or marble, slate as well, fairly neutral colors that would work with most any color palette in the home. But a lot of times one of the things that we see is folks, especially with regards to an open concept living space in which the kitchen maybe is at one end of the home and the living room is at the other end of that same space, folks want to have the stone surround at their fireplace to be the same stone that they use on their kitchen countertops. It's not a problem. We can certainly work with that. We just want to pay attention because typically that stone that matches their countertops is going to be a thicker cut than what we would sell here. So we may have to fur the fireplace out a little bit further to accommodate the depth of that stone right there. But that's something we would go through with the builder to make sure that everything lines up the way it should be.
And are there different styles of mantles that are available?
Oh, yeah. We've got everything from your more traditional mantles, some that are fairly ornate, some that are cleaner lines. And then we have just simple shelf mantles, some that are more rustic looking, some that have a little bit more of a refined nature to it. And then we also have a company out of the upstate of South Carolina, Stoll Industries, who manufactures metal products for fireplaces, everything from your fireplace doors to mantle shelves. And those are available in probably somewhere in the neighborhood of around 30 different finishes, everything from your satin gold and to textured black and antique red. So, like I said, there are lots of color options with that. And the benefit of a metal mantle is it's non-combustible, so it can be placed a lot closer to the fireplace opening than, say, a wood mantle would be. We also have a manufacturer who can build custom mantles. If a customer walks in the door and they have a drawing or a picture they found online of a mantle, and it's not one that is readily available, then we can contact our fellow who can build these mantles custom for them. So,
I was visiting one of our builder clients, a home that they had built, and their fireplace, it was maybe about 2 feet high and maybe 6 feet long. Does that ring any bells with you is that it was a very, it was the most unique fireplace that I'd ever seen. Very modern.
I can't say no right off the top of my head. I'm not sure who that might have been. We've done quite a few sort of along those designs. I also did one, just finished it up about 6 months ago, I guess, on Daniel Island. It's actually a four-sided see-through fireplace. In other words, you can walk all the way around it and see the flame. There's no metal visible as far as a frame goes with this fireplace. It's all glass on all four sides, about 8 feet long by 2 feet wide, about 30 inches high in its opening design. So really a very, very unique custom fireplace there.
Well, that's great. And before we started the interview, you mentioned that the electric logs are one of the fastest growing segments for you folks. And are these electric logs? I can't imagine that anyone's going to buy something that looks cheap, cheesy, or you know, doesn't look realistic or anything like that.
Yeah. As I mentioned earlier, technology in all facets continues to evolve. And we've just actually this week met with one of our manufacturers who is coming out with a new electric fireplace that should be available for ordering the end of July. The company is Modern Flames, and they have a new fireplace. It's called the Orion Traditional. It's your traditional looking fireplace, but the flame presentation is a very authentic flame presentation. It doesn't look like the light reflecting on a glass panel or a mirror, like so many of the fireplace manufacturers do. But this is actual flame appearance. It has little sparks that will rise up from the flames, and it even makes a crackling sound. So, and it's available in your traditional sizes as well as a linear design. Again, that technology continues to evolve. And, you know, something else with regards to electric fireplaces, one of the latest developments in that field is the ability to install an electric fireplace outdoors, something that hasn't been available, as recently as, 3 or 4 years ago. But now there are a number of electric fireplaces that are rated for outdoor installations. Some of them are just about the looks. They don't produce any heat. Most of the electric indoor fireplaces are heat producers, not a significant amount of heat, about 5,000 BTU as compared to your gas logs, which may produce anywhere from 40,000 to 65,000 BTUs of heat. So it's certainly a diminished level of heat in the electric fireplaces. But the nice thing about that is, if it's July and you want to have your fireplace on, you can turn on that electric fireplace without the heat. So you get the appearance of a real fire, but you don't have to worry about the heat roasting you out of your home.
Yeah, that makes sense. I had a friend who has an outdoor fireplace, and he had gas logs installed, but he mainly used the gas, or maybe it was a gas burner he had installed, and he didn't have gas logs. He would put wood burning logs on top of the burner, and then turn the burner on, and instead of having to go through the fuss of kindling and using some newspapers to get the fire started, he used the gas burner to actually get the wood. The wood. Have you ever heard of something like that?
I have. Those are called log lighters.
That's what I need.
A very literal name. The one caution I do throw out with regards to log lighters is, well, the state of South Carolina actually frowns upon log lighters that are attached to a propane gas supply.
Okay.
Natural gas is a different story. So you've heard the stories or the tales of someone who tried to get their gas grill to light and it wouldn't start. They kept trying to get it to go. And finally it did ignite. And there was that mini explosion. Maybe they lost eyebrows or hair on their arms or something like that. That's because propane is a heavy gas and it doesn't dissipate quickly at all. So if there's a delay in igniting that, then there is that potential for there to be injury and damage. Again, it's just because of the propane. Again, natural gas is a different story, much lighter gas. It dissipates much, much more quickly. And so there's not a problem with that. So folks just want to know what type of gas they have before they install a log lighter.
Right.
And that's whether it's done by us or anyone else, whether it's your builder or a plumber or whomever it may be. They just want to be sure that they are very cautious with that.
Well, no one likes to wait in line, and if you wait to call William Smith Fireplaces to maybe get your existing gas logs serviced or the chimney inspected to make sure. And what can happen with a chimney if that it does need inspections, and about how often mm-hmm. should they be inspected?
I would say at least every 1 to 2 years to have them cleaned and inspected. It depends on how much someone uses their fireplace, and I'm speaking more specifically to wood burning fireplaces. If gas logs don't tend to produce nearly the level of byproduct as wood does, that wood burning creates soot and creosote, which then coats the interior of the fireplace. That stuff, it can ignite if it's not cleaned off regularly, and can create a house fire or fire in that chimney, which then spreads into the framing of the home itself. So I would certainly recommend that, you know, as we inspect fireplaces, truthfully, the metal prefabricated fireboxes and their subsequent metal flue systems are not as prone to issues as the true masonry fireplaces that have those terracotta tiles in them. The terracotta tiles are mortared together, so over time that mortar can dry out, chip away, can develop holes, which, again, if they're burning wood, it can allow sparks and embers to get through those cracks. And it doesn't take a large crack, you know. Some of those embers and sparks can make their way through even the tiniest of cracks, settle on the wood framing of the home, and again, cause a fire. So I would recommend, again, every 1 to 2 years having that chimney swept and cleaned, inspected. Again, that's something that we do here at William Smith. So give us a call. We'll be glad to take care of you with that.
Yeah. And just to finish my thought before I interrupted myself, no one likes to wait in line, and if you wait until you get that first cold night and mm-hmm. and then you call William Smith Fireplaces, there's already going to be people that have contacted you to maybe have gas logs inspected or installed or maybe repaired, or the fireplace inspected. So this is probably the best time right now when it's sort of considered the off season to get to there's probably not going to be a big line to have your fireplace and chimney inspected and your gas logs maybe repaired or replaced.
Exactly. Right now, when someone calls into our service department to schedule a cleaning or repair of some sort, they may be looking at a 1 to 2 week at the most time frame there. Come September, late September, early October, that's going to start packing very, very tightly from there. And it'll be that way on into February. So if someone calls us in November and says, hey, I need to get my logs cleaned, serviced, repaired, they need to be prepared themselves for it could be a 3 to 4 week, maybe even a little bit longer lead time on that. So it's best to have these things done right now. Your chimney, or you're not using it, this is a great time to get it inspected. Your logs, while they're not working or not being used right now, it's a great time to have them checked out as well. You know, my service techs tell me frequently they went out to a home to service their logs and they couldn't do anything because the logs had just been on and they were too hot to handle. So You know, those logs, people don't realize when they turn their gas logs off, the flame may go out, but it takes a good 24 hours for those logs to cool down enough to be handled like that. Otherwise, you know, not only would one of our service techs risk being injured, but if they drop that log on a, you know, beautiful hardwood floor or an oriental rug, you know, there's going to be some damage to those surfaces as well as a result of that. So folks just need to understand, don't call us or don't schedule service and use the fireplace the day that you're going to be serviced. So,
right. Yeah, I understand that. Well, what's the best way to reach out to William Smith Fireplaces and make sure to give the address of that beautiful new showroom that you folks have?
Absolutely. So we are at 6420 Dorchester Road in North Charleston. We're about a half mile, actually, past the airport turnoff on Dorchester Road, Michaux Parkway. Just continue on towards Somerville on Dorchester, and we are right there on the right. Our phone number is 843-766-0347. And, of course, folks can also see us online at williamsmithfireplaces.com, as well as on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We can be found at all of those locations also.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Tony Smith with William Smith Fireplaces, and you can always find William Smith Fireplaces within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Thanks so much, Tony.
Thanks, Tim.
And talking to us now is Chad Lee with Rapture Scanning. How you doing, Chad?
I'm good, Tim. I'm on the road right now, headed to do a scan down in Hilton Head.
Very good. We're going to get into the type of scans that Rapture Scanning does, but take a moment and tell our listeners all about Rapture Scanning.
Yeah, Rapture Scanning, we create 3D models and as-builts for construction purposes. So whether you're building a new home or you're a contractor building really any structure, what we'll do is we'll come in and we'll scan with a 3D scanner the entire property inside and out during any phase of construction to create a model, so you'll have a record of the property at that specific phase of construction. So, for example, we'll scan a custom home that's being built before drywall and insulation. So basically the bare bones, where you can see the wires, you can see your outlets, you can see your can lights before they get covered up by drywall. Then you fast forward a few months, everything's covered up. You'll be able to locate anything that's behind the drywall. So if there's a box that got covered up, if there's a missing wire, your home builder can locate anything that's behind the drywall. And that's a simple way of explaining. It actually gets very technical, but it's essentially documentation purposes,
right?
And insurance.
And I watched, there's a video on the Rapture Scanning website that you have on there available. It's with a custom home builder, Andy Barber with is it Generation Builders?
Yep, Generation Homes. He's
Generation Homes,
a builder out of Charleston, South Carolina.
Gotcha. And he kind of describes from his point of view the reason why he, as a builder, hired Rapture Scanning to scan that particular custom home that he was building. And can you kind of relay what he says in that video?
Yeah, so you can actually view that video on our Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. We have a YouTube channel as well, and as well as our website. And that's all Rapture Scanning, so at Rapture Scanning. And yeah, in that video, Andy, he built a house, a custom home, and we scanned it a few months prior before drywall and insulation. They installed the drywall. So I went in with Andy and we filmed him going over a couple different items that he found that were covered up. There was a whip wire in the kitchen area that got covered up. He pulled up the scan on the iPad, pulled a couple measurements, poked a hole in the wall, and pulled the wire right out right there. And then on another instance, there was a outlet box that was covered up in a – or at, I'm sorry. There was an outlet box that was missing. So the electrician actually – they missed it on the plans and they didn't install it. So he was able to go in, locate where it was supposed to be, notice that on the other side of the wall he could tie in to an existing outlet box, and he was able to go in, add that outlet box in a fraction of the time if they would have, you know, gone in after finishes were up. So they would have had to, you know, do all this guesswork to locate where certain things are. And that would have been after everything was covered up, painted. So they're able to go in, these builders are able to go in and locate any mishaps before all of the expensive finishes are added.
Mm-hmm. Right. And the builder is ultimately responsible for the construction going on. And so so this is sort of like an insurance policy for the builder to reduce costs and hassle along the way. And you mentioned after the drywall had gone up, there was a missing electrical outlet, and if Andy Barber with Generation Homes had not had the Rapture scanning performed, then perhaps the painters would have come in there, all the different trades, and then you realize, hey, wait, there's something missing here, and then you have to cut a hole in the wall that's already been painted and coated, and you got to get the painters back out. They're not going to come out for free because that's not their problem. So it really heads off a lot of potential issues in that case, right?
Exactly. There was a recent study. If you threw a blanket over the construction industry, it's about 9% of total construction costs at the end of a job are actually going back and fixing any issues. So with these scans, the project manager, the builder, is able to go in before all the expensive, you know, trim and everything's added, and he can locate any issues before they have to go back and, like you said, spend all this extra time, all this extra money when they could have, you know, found it beforehand.
Right.
So there's a million ways to look at it. You'd be surprised all the uses. Plus you fast forward, you know, if let's say you're the homeowner and you've been there for 3-4 years and the equity went up, which this day and age in 5 minutes, your equity goes up. But, you know, let's say you want to do some kind of upgrade to the home. Well, now you can actually take this scan 3, 5, 10 years down the line and you'll have that x-ray of the home. So when you have a contractor come in to upgrade or do any kind of work, they'll know exactly what they're getting into. So they're not, you know, busting a hole in the wall and hitting the main water line or cutting a wire. They know exactly what's behind the drywall before they, you know, lift a finger, before they swing a hammer.
Right. Right. Yeah. That makes perfect sense. What, this seems the Rapture scanning, service, the 3D scanning service, that makes a lot of sense that builders would want to hire Rapture scanning to do that if they're building a new home. What about like remodeling? Is there anything that should be considered there for Rapture scanning?
Depending on the scale of the project, yes. There's a lot of full home remodels going on in Charleston. We work with a handful of restoration companies who will go in, whether it's a water damage or a fire damage, it doesn't matter what it is, that's exactly what we'll do. So we'll scan pretty much any construction project. If it makes sense for the builder or the homeowner to save them that time and money, we'll scan just about any any type of construction project going on.
Mm-hmm. And if, you know, the builders, this is me talking, not you, but builders have a bit of a reputation for the old, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. And this is definitely something, this technology that Rapture 3D scanning is doing is new technology. And so maybe builders are going to embrace it. Maybe some are not. But why is it important that the homeowner embrace the 3D scanning that Rapture scanning can do? What's in it for them?
Yeah, well, you got to look at it from the homeowner's perspective. Y'all are going out and spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on potentially the largest investment you'll ever make. So, you know, when you have a model of the project, of your build, not only does it bring you peace of mind because you're able to, you know, keep track of what these contractors are doing, where, why. Obviously, these contractors know so much about building, and from a homeowner's perspective, y'all have your own life, your own job. Like, y'all aren't thinking about the build. So having this information, it's data, right? So you have all of this data. You know, it's literally like having an x-ray of your body. You have it of your 300, 400, 500+ thousand dollar house. So it's just a peace of mind. You know, you think of it from the insurance perspective, you're spending all this money, things can and do go wrong, and you will always have a record of every square inch inside and out of this very expensive investment that you're making.
Yeah. It kind of reminds me a little bit of a few years ago, we were having trouble with our irrigation system in our backyard. And we had no idea where the irrigation lines were run underground. And it's total guesswork. And I remember thinking, why didn't we ask the irrigation company, the landscape company that installed the irrigation, to at least give us a hand-drawn schematic of where all the lines were, so that we could, it turned out to be total guesswork on our part trying to figure out where all the lines were buried.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that, because we actually do scans for that exact purpose as well. So if you are adding a pool, adding an irrigation system, or you've added an irrigation system and you're looking to add a pool at some point in the future, we can actually scan the outside of the home while that piping is exposed. So you schedule it with whoever, whether it's the contractor or the irrigation company, your landscaper. But yeah, we can actually create a model of that as well, the exterior of the home. We can literally scan at any phase of construction. So anything that's visible at any time, we can create and add that to a model. So the options are endless with this. Like you said, it's newer technology, but there's some really cool things that are, you know, coming out to where it's just, there's so much value that it can bring, especially in the construction industry.
Right, right. So, so homeowners should be interested in this. And sometimes it's like a push pull kind of thing where, you're promoting or pushing this to the builders, but it may take the homeowner who aka the end user that pulls the builder into using this type of technology, and
right.
And the homeowner or the end user, they're the ultimate decision maker. They're the ones that are paying all the bills. And so it sort of reminds me of like those commercials where for prescriptions that say ask your doctor. So a homeowner, they should be asking their builder about the Rapture scanning 3D scanning service that you folks provide, right?
Sure. Yes. At the end of the day, the homeowner's paying for it, so that's an added expense that the builder is going to be adding into his price. And ultimately, not only is it going to save the builder time and money, but it's also going to save the homeowner time and money, less change orders. And, you know, just it's able to help everyone, all of the subs work together smoothly. So Yes, it's definitely something. If your builder isn't doing it, ask them about it. Otherwise, call us and we can schedule with your builder to come in and, you know, we can create a model, like I said, at any phase of construction.
And how is that done? I'm looking at the Rapture scanning ad in Charleston Home and Design magazine, and it's got some sort of an object on a tripod sitting in a home. And how does the actual process work?
Yeah, the scanning process, it's pretty simple. It takes about 30 minutes for every 1,000 square feet. So we'll come in, it's a 3D scanner on a tripod, and every 10 to 12 feet, we move it around. We place it in front of any point of interest, you know, anywhere that there's main power coming in, anywhere that there's can lights, anywhere that there's basically anything that can get covered up by drywall. We bounce the camera around across the entire property, and it spins around. It does its work, and then it adds it to the iPad, and it ends up crossing it all together and creating a model of the job site. So it's a simple process on our end, on your end, as long as the home is clean and nothing's covered up. None of your major wires or outlet boxes or switches are covered up. We come in, we scan, and we get out of there. In 24 to 48 hours, we send you the model. So,
Is this sort of like, I haven't seen this recently, but in the past, I remember seeing one of those weird looking vehicles with all these cameras mounted on top that would kind of drive slowly through your neighborhoods to record like the street view of your home.
Right.
And is it sort of like that?
Yeah, it's actually very similar technology. As a matter of fact, depending on, because we can do scans for anything really. We've done scans for, you know, let's say a gym, for example, and we can actually upload that directly to Google Street View. So just like you can go on Google and go through, you know, on the street, you can actually then turn and walk straight in and do a virtual tour of that specific gym or coffee shop or whoever. So, yeah, if you're a business owner, we can do the same thing for your business and load that directly onto Google Street View. So it is very similar technology. And yeah, the camera that we use is actually partnered with Google to where it's a very seamless upload on our end. So
nice. Well, it sounds like it makes a lot of sense, especially if you're making an investment, at building a new custom home or doing a large remodel project. Can you give me just a general idea of the cost?
Yeah, it's about $100 for every 1,000 square feet.
Oh, wow. That's not bad.
That's it. So 4,000 square feet, you're looking at around $400.
Wow.
And obviously, as you scale up, you know, you add $100 onto there. But, yeah, it's almost undervalued. Right now, you can get it done for, I hate to use the term, but you can get it done for pretty cheap.
Yeah.
It's pretty cheap.
Yeah. Very good. Well, how can folks get more information about Rapture Scanning?
Yeah, you can literally go onto any social media platform, type in Rapture Scanning, and we'll pop up. Otherwise, www.rapturescanning.com. And that's where you can find us. You can click on your industry. We do scans for multiple industries, whether you're a homeowner, builder, contractor. We do it for just about everything, business owner. So yeah, it's really simple. Just type in Rapture Scanning on.
Yeah. And I'm looking at your website. It says the first on your homepage, it says choose your industry, and you have retail, you have building professionals, homeowners, real estate, insurance and restoration, and facilities management. And so quite a few different ways that rapture scanning can help folks out there. And next time we talk, we'll maybe explore some of those other options. But today we're focusing just on how builders should be using rapture scanning, and also why homeowners should be telling their builders to hire rapture scanning for their project. Well, good deal. Well, we have been talking with Chad Lee with Rapture Scanning. Thanks so much, Chad.
Yeah, thank you, Tim.
And now we're talking with Randolph Cooper with Southeastern Galleries. How are you doing, Randolph?
Tim, I'm well. I hope you are.
Yes, thank you for asking. Randolph, take a moment and tell everyone about Southeastern Galleries.
So, Southeastern Galleries, a little bit in a nutshell, we are a fourth generation, family-owned and operated design firm and furniture gallery here in Charleston. We're about 70 years into our practice, and we carry really everything from floor coverings, window treatments, case goods, upholstery, you name it. We kind of cover that niche in the design world.
Oh, great, yeah, and for those folks that are maybe new to Charleston, maybe haven't lived here that long, Southeastern Galleries is very iconic. You folks have been around for 70 plus years, as you just mentioned, and
so Tim, stop at iconic. Whatever discount you want, you've got it.
There you go. Well, good. Well, what trends are you seeing in the design and home furnishings industry?
You know, it's interesting, and I really feel this is what makes what I do every day such a joy, because it's always changing. And right now, the big trend that we're seeing is maximalism. So it's a concept where you're layering, you know, more floor coverings, more accessories, more patterns and prints to get this very kind of haberdashery effect. So where a couple of years ago it was all about minimalism and less is more, we're seeing the opposite again. And what this does is it gives your room so much more depth, dimension, you know, personality of the homeowner. So it's really kind of a big trend that we're seeing. And despite popular belief, I think the next one really is that, you know, in our world, the designers, it has kind of the bad name of brown furniture, and mahoganies, burl walnuts, you know, black cypress, these darker pieces that are oftentimes Chippendale or Regency inspired, those case goods, those pieces are really coming back and having this reemergence. Mm. I find in Charleston, just because we're such a historical kind of landmark, that this is something that was always appreciated, but now it's something that we're seeing domestically and even internationally.
Gotcha. Well, that's great. Do you feel like,
so a shout out real quick, Tim, to all the grandkids and the kids out there where your parents and your grandparents are offering you the HEPA white table, take them up on it, or take that dining room set and just have it refinished. But I promise you guys, it's all coming back.
Oh, well, that's great. Do you feel like this is a trend? Because sometimes, you know, when people buy furniture, they're buying it for a good length of time. Is this something that's going to go out of style, or what do you think?
So it's interesting. Obviously, in my enterprise, in my, you know, my career, we have to look at what is a trend. Now, I think there's a smart way to buy what is currently in, but doing it in a way that's going to last a lifetime. So at Southeastern Galleries, we have an amazing design staff, design team that can help you walk that tightrope of what is just good today or what is going to be current for the next decade. Mm. And that's what we tend to really focus on. And, you know, the trends I talked about, I think these are things that you're really going to see prevalent in our market for quite some time.
Very good. Very good. So Southeastern Galleries, you folks are part of a feature we have in our summer 2023 issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine called Sensational Showrooms.
Had that photo shoot.
Well, that's great. Tell us all about the Southeastern Galleries showroom.
So for the Sensational Showroom, that was actually a room that I had the pleasure of working on and putting together. And my big focus, you know, especially in colors right now, Anything in green. Green is absolutely huge, and it goes from your citrons to your celery, avocado to deep emerald. Any colorway in green, they're really saying, is kind of that Pantone right now that we just can't get enough of. So my showcase in the showroom, I really wanted to highlight the variations of green that you can do in one room. So it's this kind of multi-tone, kind of monochromatic multi-tone concept. So there's a lot of greens, and where we got that kind of maximalist effect was having a lot of depth and dimension in varying types of fabrics. Mm-hmm. So I would bring in Heron hide to leather to a striated velvet, and it really gave, again, that layered look. So I tried to focus on what the kind of trend color is right now, and then I'm an animal print guy. So always have to have some animal prints in there as well.
Gotcha. Well, for our listeners maybe who have never had a chance to step foot into Southeastern Galleries, can you kind of take us on a virtual tour of the showroom? So you, I've visited it many times. You walk in and you're greeted by there's someone who has a desk at the entrance.
Teresa, who is she's a godsend,
and she
I promise you. Absolutely. You walk into my front door and you'll be greeted with the biggest smile you'll see. So Teresa will greet you. And then, a member of my design staff will walk you around, answer any questions you may have. I think a lot of people are really surprised to hear that we offer complimentary design services. And we offer that because it can be a little intimidating. We have a 35,000 square foot showroom and hundreds of manufacturers available to us. So at any given point, when you're looking for one piece, and there could be thousands of options, sometimes our design staff, what we really specialize in, is listening to the client, filtering that down to a few options, and making what some people think is a monumental task, maybe a fun one, mm-hmm. If that answers your question. But yeah, we're about 35,000 square feet, and we offer anything from, again, case goods to upholstery. We offer Hunter Douglas window treatments, Karastan cut carpet, Samad rugs. We have over $1 million rug department, rug inventory. So we kind of think we offer the best of the best in, every field of design.
Is the Southeastern Gallery showroom organized in any particular fashion?
Oh, I wish. So here's the thing. It's an operational showroom. So we sell furniture off of the showroom floor. For that client that has to have it today, we can sell pieces off the floor. We special order as well. So we do our best for there to be some rhyme or reason to it. Hopefully you think all of our vignettes look nice. I try and keep some of the manufacturers together. But long story short, when you are selling, I can't tell you how much every day off the floor. It can be a little hectic, but I think we do a pretty good job of it.
Yeah, and Southeastern Galleries has you have several room settings and vignettes so that people can imagine what the furniture will look like.
Oh, dozens and dozens and dozens! I promise you, if you come in looking for something, you will find something that resembles it. I promise.
Well, good. What I can tell you have a lot of enthusiasm. What do you love about your job at Southeastern Galleries?
Again, aside from you never live the same day twice and things are constantly changing in this world, I really am lucky. It's a family-owned business. I'm the fourth generation of it. You're kind of working with extended family every day. And that includes a lot of my clients that will come in that are, old Charleston. And, we just kind of reminisce and talk about stories of, family who's no longer here or kind of the impact that different local businesses have had. And, it's just a lot of reminiscing. So I feel really fortunate. Work doesn't actually feel like work for me.
Hmm. Well, that's great. That's what everyone wants to achieve in life, for sure.
That's the hope, right?
Do you have a favorite project that you can talk about?
And I love how you say can talk about, because there are a couple of things where I've got NDAs. I think a lot of people think my job's all fun and no seriousness, but I'm like, no, there's a couple jobs that are fun, but there's some non-disclosure agreements in there. One that I can talk about right now is there's a job that I'm doing in Daytona, and it's really fun sometimes to get out of the Charleston market a little bit, kind of explore some other cultures, other styles, and bring a little bit of that Charleston decor to them. I think the surprise is a lot of people, when they hear that we've done projects overseas, California, New York, Texas is a major hub for us as well. So long story short, I'm working on a really great project in Florida right now. My last install, I actually just got back. Unfortunately, I brought all this monsoon weather in Charleston with me. So we were installing about $500,000 of product in a deluge of rain over 2 days. So needless to say, we were all pretty excited to dry out when we got back home.
Oh yeah. Was Southeastern Galleries furnishing an entire house in Daytona or just specific rooms?
So for this project, it is the entire home. That last install was our second one. So this has been a pretty big project that, again, really covered all facets of the interior and exterior in terms of the design process. So from their outdoor furniture to their window treatments, paint colors, cabinetry, any and all of those details I've been working on with this couple. And, you know, interestingly enough, we started with their house in Charleston. They were very gracious, very kind to love and appreciate what I do. I loved working with them. So we expanded out into Florida.
Oh, well, that says an awful lot about you specifically.
Let's hope it says the right thing.
and Southeastern Galleries in general, that they would not just allow you to furnish their home in Charleston, but also their out-of-town home in Daytona. So that's fantastic.
Absolutely. No greater compliment, I think, in my industry could exist.
Sure. Well, how can folks get more information about Southeastern Galleries?
So first and foremost, for me, the proof is in the pudding. Come visit us on the showroom floor. I think some people get a little intimidated sometimes, thinking if you go in, you have to go in with purpose or resolve. And really, if you just want to come and take a look around, find some inspiration, you might just have fun. I can't tell you how many times we have people that just come in with a Starbucks, 5 minutes in, we'll have a question, and you know, then a dialogue is started about what it is that they actually need. How can we make that happen for you? What does that look like for you? And the process starts. It's a very organic thing. It's a very easy thing. You know, for the clients, there are still some people that aren't as comfortable leaving their home. We have amazing social media resources. There's southeasterngalleries.com. There's the Southeastern Galleries Instagram as well. And of course, we have a Facebook presence. So, you know, go to our website. It'll link you to all of those things. Go to our Instagram. It'll link you to all those things as well. And if you're looking for kind of person to person, but still not wanting to leave the house, give us a call at 843-556-4663. And Teresa, who I mentioned earlier, she'll put you through to one of our design staff that can answer any question that you might have.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Randolph Cooper, fourth generation the folks at Southeastern Galleries in West Ashley. Thanks so much, Randolph.
Absolutely, Tim. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.